Right, let's get back to the main news vein of the day. And former KwaZulu-Natal Hawks boss Johan Boysen has taken the stand at the Mokgoro inquiry in Centurion. Now, the inquiry is deciding on the fitness to hold office of the deputy NPA prosecution's boss, Nomthabo Jiba, and also Lawrence Mkhwebe. Racketeering charges against Boysen led to him being removed from several high-profile cases involving politically linked suspects. Boysen took the matter to court. Well, on the line is eyewitness News reporter Barry Bateman. Good afternoon, Barry. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ray.
Right, just take us through the background of this case against Johan Boysen, because it's been a lot of to and fro, the court then ruling against Jiba, but it went back again.
Yeah, you're quite right, Ray. And this goes, this is quite a significant history, and we go back, what, nearly 7 years. So it was in 2012, and Johan Boysen going through the timeline, and what he tried to, you know, put across with this timeline is how there have been efforts throughout the years, and Jiba been playing part in this particular effort to push him out of the SAPS because of the politically motivated cases or politically linked cases and sensitive cases that he was involved in. He says that he was investigating a certain businessman by the name of Toshin Pandey, and Pandey apparently is linked to former President Jacob Zuma's son, Edward. And this related to about 50 million rand fraud and corruption related to tenders during the 2010 World Cup. Now, Boysen was leading this particular investigation, and he said that running up into 2012, he was aware of the pressure on him and through various other parties for him to drop this particular case, but he did not. He pursued the particular matter. He says it got to a point when one of the suspects in the case, as was another police officer, Colonel Madu, had tried to bribe him with 1.4 million rand, essentially, to make this case go away. And this led to the arrest of this Colonel Madu and the businessman Toshin Pandey. He says it was about a week after that, the first of the so-called Cato Manor death squad stories emerged in the Sunday Times. He says that he was then suspended from his job, but he managed to successfully challenge that suspension. He says once he had done that, he was then criminally charged, and this relates to their decision by Nomthabo Jiba to authorize the racketeering charges against him. Now, Boysen took this matter to the High Court in Durban, and through Gorvin, the judge in that particular matter, managed to have the decision to authorize the racketeering charges reviewed and set aside. He says then after that, he was then hauled before a disciplinary hearing in the SAPS, where once again he was cleared on those charges, but he still was not permitted to return to work. We know today that, of course, Sean Abrams, the follow-up National Director of Public Prosecutions, authorized once again racketeering charges against Boysen. We know that he retired in 2016, having taken early retirement and a package from the SAPS.
Yeah. Now, Johan Boysen, I'm sure he has been waiting for a very long time for today. What has he said and what has his demeanor been?
Well, in his general, what did you come here to tell the commission? I mean, this centers on Nomthabo's fitness to hold office. And he believes that the cases that he was investigating, such as this one with Toshin Pandey, he says there were a number of other cases that he was investigating, but this one in particular and the proximity to President Jacob Zuma, he believes that that is one of the reasons why Nomthabo Jiba authorized the racketeering against him. He's gone into the details of the statements that Jiba made, for example, in the General Counsel of the Bar application to strike her from the role of advocates, where she says that she had certain documents in front of her when she made this decision to authorize the racketeering. Well, what Boysen says is, and this is where that fraud and perjury charge against Jiba emanated from, that these documents were not in front of her at the time, that this is simply not true when she deposed the affidavit saying that she fully considered all the facts and made a decision based on the evidence and the facts. So he's saying that there simply was no evidence to support the case against him, yet Jiba went ahead and authorized this particular case. He says it is to protect the politically connected people he was investigating.
Barry, has there been any indication yet that Johan Boysen himself will be cross-examined by those he is implicating?
Well, it actually has started. We've got Norman Arendse for Jiba, who has started the cross-examination. What Arendse has done is he's gone back to this Gorvin judgment. And while, there are the sections where Gorvin found that Jiba's decision, for example, was offended the legal principles of legality as well as the rule of law, he also found that this particular judgment does not preclude any future decisions to reinstate racketeering charges against Boysen. He also points out that there was a decision taken by Jiba and papers were actually filed for application for leave to appeal, but when Nkosi Sikelel was appointed as the national director, there was the decision taken by him to withdraw the case. that application to appeal. So he says that they certainly did not agree with his judgment, neither did the counsel for the NPA, and they wanted to take it further, but it was prohibited. Well, that's as far as we got so far. Well, I just want to add, Ray, that the Arendt has put it to Boyson that he believes that he shouldn't actually be there testifying about the matter because it is still before the courts. There's still that review application in the decision of Sean Abrams, as well as the general counsel of the bar matter, which is going to the Constitutional Court, I think, in about 2 months' time.
Eyewitness News reporter Barry Bateman on the line from Pretoria.